1125-1126. In the month of September, King Alfonso marched from Zaragoza with his knights and a large army to the heart of Al-Andalus. They passed through Valencia, Murcia, Baza, Guadix, and arrived in Granada, January 1126, where panic spread. When they entered that dangerous territory, they had to face against the Muslim army many times. But King Alfonso always came victorious out of all those battles, liberating in his way the Mozarabs, which was the way Christians who lived under the rule of Muslims were called. But the unexpected death of Queen Urraca, his ex-wife, completely changed his plans. He worried about the possibility that her son, from this moment on, Alfonso VII, attacked his kingdoms. So Alfonso the Battler decided to return to his lands as soon as possible. But the trip back was a real hell. Apart from cold and pest, the Muslims did not cease chasing them, and Alfonso I and his knights had to face many perils to cross the dangerous Taifas in Muslim territory. The expedition was very large because, apart from the soldiers, 10,000 Andalusian Mozarabs who had been released and desired to live in Christian lands accompanied them, and they offered themselves to repopulate those lands reconquered by the Battler. In gratitude, King Alfonso declared them free men and gave them land for their subsistence and economic advantages. While the main objective of the company, to create a Christian kingdom in Granada, had failed, it was a great feat of King Alfonso and his knights, full of courage and determination. Apart from demonstrating the great organizing skills of the Aragonese monarch, it was so important that it is known in the historiography with the name of the Hosts of Spain.